Bible quotes from the promises of God. 1. Salvation from sin. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Spirit baptism. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me is more powerful than I am. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Life by the word. But he answered, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Protection by angels. And said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hand they will lift you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Soul-winning power. He said to them, follow me, and I will turn you into fishers of people. Kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Comfort. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Earth as an inheritance. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Filling of righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. A visible God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Sonship. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessing for persecution. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things about you, falsely on account of me. Great rewards. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward is great in heaven. For they persecuted the prophets before you in the same way. Greatness. So anyone who breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys them and teaches others to do so will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Forgiveness of sins. For if you forgive others for their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Necessities of life. And if this is how God clothes the wild grass, which is here today and tomorrow is tossed into the fire to heat the oven, won't he clothe you even more, you people of little faith? But above all, pursue his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Answers to all prayers. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who is his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake. If you then, although you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? All good things. If you then, although you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Punishment in hell for rebels. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons and do many powerful deeds? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you lawbreakers. Physical healing. In this way, what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet was fulfilled. He took our weaknesses and carried our diseases. Answers to the prayer according to faith. Then he touched their eyes, saying, let it be done for you according to your faith. Degrees of punishment in hell. I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for the region of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Inspiration. Whenever they hand you over for trial, do not worry about how to speak or what to say, for what you should say will be given to you at that time. Final salvation at the end of life of sowing to the Spirit. And you will be hated by everyone because of my name, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Second coming of Christ. Whenever they persecute you in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Exposure of all secrets. Do not be afraid of them, for nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing is secret that will not be made known. Providence of God. Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. Even all the hairs on your head are numbered. So do not be afraid. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Divine recognition. Whoever then acknowledged me before people, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Divine denial. But whoever denies me before people, I will deny him also before my Father in heaven. Life or death. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life because of me will find it. Bible quotes from the promises of God too. Prophet's reward. Whoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. Righteous man reward. Whoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. Soul rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my load is not hard to carry. only one unpardonable sin. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. A judgment of minutest details. I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every worthless word they speak. For by your word you will be justified, and by your word you will be condemned. Increased or decreased blessings. For whoever has will be given more, and will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Conversion upon obedience. Therefore, repent and turn back so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Exaltation of righteous. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who has ears had better listen. Separation of good and bad. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather from his kingdom everything that causes sin, as well as all lawbreakers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who has ears had better listen. It will be this way at the end of the age. Angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Building of a church. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. A victorious church. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Power to bind and loose. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Rewards according to works. For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. Unlimited power. He told them, "It was because of your little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Reception of Christ. And whoever welcomes a child like this in my name welcomes me. Salvation of the lost. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Divine presence now. For where two or three are assembled in my name, I am there among them. Material blessings. And whoever has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. Eternal life. And whoever has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. exaltation through humility. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. No marriages among resurrected people, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. God's word unchangeable. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Rulership for saints. His master answered, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Atonement. For this is my blood, the blood of the covenant. This is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Food for the next life. I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Reaping of what is sown. And he said to them, "Take care about what you hear. The measure you use will be the measure you receive, and more will be added to you." Persecution. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, there is no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mothers or fathers or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive in this age 100 times as much, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, fields, all with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." Signs of the gospel. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will be accompanied to those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and whatever poison they drink will not harm them. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will be well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into the heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. They went out and proclaimed everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through the accompanying signs. An eternal kingdom to Christ and his saints. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end. Deliverance from enemies. That we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, may serve him without fear. A ransom. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Bible quotes from the Promises of God 3. Peace. To give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Joy. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Listen carefully, for I proclaim to you good news that brings great joy to all the people. Today your Savior is born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord." Universal salvation. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be brought low, and the crooked will be made straight, and the rough ways will be made smooth, and all humanity will see the salvation of God. Now is the acceptable time. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Preservation. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Personal responsibility. But the one who did not know his master's will and did things worthy of punishment will receive a light beating. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, even more will be asked. Immortality of body. In fact, they can no longer die, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, since they are sons of the resurrection. Wisdom. For I will give you the words along with the wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. Freedom from condemnation. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. A state of no hunger or thirst. But whoever drinks some of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life. The resurrection of all people. Do not be amazed at this, because a time is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. The ones who have done what is good to the resurrection resulting in life, and the ones who have done what is evil to the resurrection resulting in condemnation. Assurance. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. And indwelling Christ. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood resides in me, and I in him, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So the one who consumes me will live because of me. Knowledge. If anyone wants to do God's will, he will know about my teaching, whether it is from God or whether I speak from my own authority. Light of life. Then Jesus spoke out again, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Freedom. Then Jesus said to those Judeans who had believed him, if you continue to follow my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Anna, if anyone wants to serve me, he must follow me, and where I am, my servants will be too. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Universal dealing, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Mansions. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. Greater works. I tell you the solemn truth. The person who believes in me will perform the miraculous deeds that I am doing, and will perform greater deeds than these, because I am going to the Father. Love of God. The person who has my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Manifestation of God. The person who has my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Abiding presence. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and take up residence with him. Purging. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Fruitfulness. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. The Holy Spirit, in a measure. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I am going away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but will speak whatever he hears, and will tell you what is to come. Guidance. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but will speak whatever he hears, and will tell you what is to come. He will glorify me, because he will receive from me what is mine, and I will tell it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what is mine, and will tell it to you. A justification. Therefore, let it be known to you, brothers, that through this one forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, And by this one, everyone who believes is justified for everything from which the law of Moses could not justify you. Restoration of Israel. After this, I will return, and I will rebuild the fallen tent of David. I will rebuild its ruins and restore it, so that the rest of humanity may seek the Lord. Namely, all the Gentiles I have called to be my own, says the Lord, who makes these things known from long ago. A nearness of God, so that they who search for God and perhaps grope around for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Edification. And now, brethren, I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.